6:30 on January 3rd, 2019. Good afternoon. This is the Portland Design Commission meeting, the first of 2019. I would like to begin by asking Bureau of Development Services staff and commissioners to introduce themselves, beginning with Mr. Herron.
Tim Herron, Bureau of Development Services. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And our clerks who are here today.
Sheila Bradley.
Laura Duvall.
Thank you very much. And commissioners who are here today, beginning with Jessica.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Jessica Molinar.
Andrew Clark.
Brian McCarter.
Don Vallister.
Sari Sant.
Sam Rodriguez.
And I'm Julie Livingston. In fact, we should probably take a moment to recognize that this is Commissioner McCarter's first meeting. He was just sworn in this afternoon. So thank you very much for joining us.
Yes. Yeah. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you.
Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. Today's agenda begins with items of interest. We then have a briefing on the Historic Resources Code project, then a design advice request for the Hyatt Place Hotel in the Pearl District. That should begin around 2:15. That's an approximate time. And then a Type 3 hearing for the Grand Avenue Mixed Use Building. This is a continued land use review, and that should begin at around 3:30. We will close with a briefing on the Albina Vision project. There is some reading to do for both the design advice request process and the land use review process, but I will wait to do that reading right before the agenda item is introduced. So we will begin with items of interest. Tim, is there anything that you would like to bring to our attention?
Well, the most interesting thing was Brian swearing in. Brian, thanks for being the first one to take an oath in a way that I don't think a single commissioner has done. I would have set up a podium and more. So well done. It's a pleasure to have you. I thought, forgive me, I didn't have a chance to prompt you on this. I know your name and reputation precedes a little bit for some, but maybe not all the commissioners. If you could just take a moment and talk about you.
Okay. I'm a landscape architect, urban designer. I've been with ZGF Architects for about 33 years now, a 42-year career, and worked on all kinds of district, campus, waterfront, transportation kind of plans from concept through implementation. And I'm really excited to be on this commission to really get a close-up look to what happens in my hometown. Thank you.
I have nothing more interesting other than the agenda today, so I'm all for.
Okay, great. Do any commissioners have an item of interest they would like to introduce? No? Okay. In that case, we will move on to agenda item number 2, a briefing on the Historic Resources Code project.